بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وسندنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون، صدق الله العظيم. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before I begin, my brothers, I'll just say one thing to those brothers who are sitting beyond those poles, is that you are outside the masjid. This is the masjid. So you know, when you go to the Haram Sharif, you get Masjid Aisha. So when you reach Salah inside the Haram, you're getting 100,000 sawab. When you go outside the Haram, now maybe 5 kilometers, and it looks the same, but the sawab is like you're reading it in Nawaz in Durban. Just Allah Ta'ala's plan. It's just, how did this land become 100,000, and you're looking at the grass maybe even joining, because it's just there. The pole says, هَذَا حَدُّ الْحَرَمُ or حُدُود or something. This is the boundary. So if you're just outside, you're getting sawab like you are in South Africa, and you're just inside, you're getting 100,000 times. Now, this is the masjid rule as well. You are in the masjid or you're outside the masjid. The masjid's got its own khubi and its own thawab, its own different value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq to understand. So to the extent that even on a Jummah, we're coming early. And if we're sitting outside the masjid, then we're not counted as we are getting that camel or that cow. We are getting there. You know, so Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to capitalize and to get the best we can. And all is because of one word, which is called opportunity. Because we in insan, we wait for opportunity. In dunya, we look for the best opportunity. You think about, ish, that guy, mashallah, opportunity came up, he became a millionaire. Last week he didn't have money, this week the opportunity came and he struck it, and he hit it. Opportunity came up and he, mashallah, got the opportunity right. And he took the opportunity. We all need this opportunity. And when the opportunity knocks on our door and we don't take it, or we just lose it and we slip by it, then tomorrow, that angel will say, look, if you took it, you'd have got so much, you didn't take it, and it slipped from you, and you missed out on so much, and then there begins all the regret. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about this opportunity being lost in this regard, about one example. It's coming to my head now, bismillah, awwalu wa akhiru. He one day, he said, raghima anfu. Now, raghima anfu means, may his nose be rubbed in the dust. Habibun alayhi salam, who is the most, subhanallah, merciful, always positive, talking good things, he's saying, may this man's nose be rubbed in the dust. May it be disgraced. What an idiot is he. What a fool is he. Whichever language you want to put it in. So sahaba asked, but who? Who? Ya Rasulallah, who? He said, that person whom, he had his parents alive, and he never got Jannah. Opportunity. Your parents are there. All you had to do was be good to them, be kind to them, do what is supposed to be done. Subhanallah, Allah gives you Jannah. Opportunity. Now many people might not have opportunity. Look at the elderly people, opportunity is gone now. Maybe sometime you feel, while in Hajj, subhanallah, one old man is pushing an older man, but they both are looking very old. The man that's pushing the older man, he's looking to be like in his 60s or 70s. And that man who's sitting in the chair, he's probably in his 100s. But son is pushing father. And it's old, so sometimes we'll have our parents, Allah give us barakah and give them all long, healthy lives. Opportunity. And now, another opportunity has come to our doors. And this is the opportunity of ijtima. What are we going to do for this ijtima? How are we going to be part of this KwaZulu, KZN ijtima, sitting here from Durban, whilst the ijtima is going to be in Darulum in Newcastle? So it's opportunity. The more we can do for it, because of so many people coming and it being a mamba and a place of getting together for the hidayat of mankind and hidayat at large, what we can do to be part of it, it's all about opportunity. So let us not lose the opportunity. One is coming there and one is thinking about it and making fikr and worrying about it and trying to come there even beforehand to be part of it. You know, ultimately, when we take an opportunity, it is because of akhirah. Because every one of us believe in two things. One, you pay your taxes that you have to do. And second is we're going to die. That is there. No matter what, you go to a graveyard, Nabi Karim alayhi salam has educated us, go to the maqbara so that you can be reminded of the graveyard. Why? Because we're going to die. So we can take the opportunity of every moment that we have in this dunya, so we can capitalize on it, and we can come early for Jummah, come early for our next salah, make sure we don't miss our salah, do khair and amal, whatever we can do, because we have the opportunity today. Tomorrow when we close our eyes, we don't have that opportunity. And the opportunity is there simply because we want an akhirah which is astounding. We have in the dunya, Allah gave us money, Allah gave us good, Allah gave us lovely cars. We want the best of akhirah as well. And akhirah is best, subhanallah. Akhirah is something else. The lowliest person in akhirah, the lowliest person, the person in Jannah, who literally is the, he's got the least in Jannah. He's got the entire dunya. The incident comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This person is in Jahannam already. Allah Ta'ala save us all for this part. We want to be in Jannah, but we want to be direct. And Allah Ta'ala is too merciful. He'll give it to us. We can't handle all this Jahannam. So this man is in Jahannam and then he's crying out to Allah, oh Allah, I can't manage this. So Allah Ta'ala says, okay, what do you want? He says, I want to come out just a little bit out of the fire. Allah takes him out of the fire, leaves him in Jahannam. After a while, he says, oh Allah, I want just to come high so that this flames and smell of this burning skin and this burning skin stink, I don't get it. Allah said, but you just told me you wanted something and you won't ask me again. And now you're asking again already. He says, ya Allah, please, ya Allah, I'll never ask you anything more. Just get me out of the smell. Allah says, okay. So he puts him into a higher place so the breeze don't know, the blowing of the fire doesn't get to him. And lo and behold, after a few more days, he asks again. So Allah, I'm still getting that smell and that stench. I want to be further away. But ya Abdi, you told me you're not going to ask me again. You're asking again now. So, but I can't handle it, oh Allah. Please, I'll never ask again. Just that I don't want to be getting this, what I'm feeling now. So the riwayah says that Allah Ta'ala puts him a little bit higher. But when Allah puts him a bit higher, he gets a glimpse of Jannah. Now he starts on the other side. Few days later he says, oh Allah, I want Jannah. I want out of here. He says, but you just told me you're not going to ask me for nothing. Ya Allah, okay, just get me out so I can see inside Jannah. The view is too amazing. I only want to be outside so I can see inside. And then after Allah Ta'ala gives him that, and then he then begs to get into Jannah. And Allah Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor, after having him in Jahannam and cleansing him of all the evils that he had done, allows him. But he tells him first, he says, what you want? How much you want in Jannah? He says, I want one seat. You see how my seat can sit? Where my body can sit, that part. I only want to sit in Jannah because I'm standing, I'm getting tired. I want to be inside, smell the air, enjoy it just little bit. He said, what if I were to give you the entire world size? See, Allah, you joking with me? You mocking? He said, no, I'm not mocking you. The entire world size. You know what's our problem? We think our small one house ish is our jannat. One business, I got five properties there, I got two cars here, my jannat is here. Sheikh, Allah Ta'ala gives the last, lowliest, after him being in Jahannam, for free, a jannah that is bigger or entirely equal or bigger than this world. One riwayah says 10 times bigger. Are we hankering after this? The time that we have, the weekend that we have, we are spending it on this. If I got some extra time, let me go and do this business deal. I know my family members, some of them, let me jump in a car. I got a business deal there in Joburg. I got a business deal there in America. I'm getting there for one day. One day? Oh, why? I got a meeting in the afternoon. Coming back. By its time, that one day if you went in Allah's path, you're going to be counted tomorrow. Today in this dunya, unless you are working for Allah, I met a person the other day. Wallahi, elderly man, I'm telling my uncle, you know what, really, it's past your time. You should not be working. And he's a politician and all this new government. Really. And he was making roza, it was Monday. I'm saying him, seriously, you're fasting, how are you taking your time? He says, Mawlana, I'm working because my entire paycheck is for akhirah. It's going to a certain place. You're working with a maqsad. Then you're working for Allah. Then you're working, whatever you're working, you know of people. This entire business is for Allah. Whatever proceeds come is for that madrasa, is for this. It's a different story. It's a niya. Innama al-amalu bi niya. I'm going to work in the morning and I'm working and I'm producing and I'm making effort because I can. And this is being used for you, oh Allah. It's a different story. Because otherwise, wallahi, what we're hankering after is so worthless. The other sahabi I'm thinking about, radiallahu ta'ala an, Jannah. What time you finish, Mawlana? So I've got 10 minutes. So we have this other sahabi, also one of the last of people of to go into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala's will, Yawmul Qiyamah, he lets the Jannah is going to Jannah, Jahannam is going to Jahannam, and then there's one man left there. Again, say, what are you doing here? Allah knows, Allah is Hakim, Allah is Alim. Just that for us that we learn, that there's one man standing now. What do you want? He said, I want Jannah. He said, but everybody's gone. Everybody got their jannats. Now you are standing here alone. This riwayah, I read it. And Mufti Taqi Uthmani, rahimullah, got it in his kitab. He says, so this man, Allah tells him, what you want? He said, I'm sitting. He said, okay, listen to me, Ya Abdi. You know some rulers in the world, some kings, what they had. He said, yeah. He said, name for me four people who were the richest. And tell me about their lands and their properties and their this and their that. So he's thinking. If I were to ask you now to name four people, you'll think about Brunei, you'll think about Russia, think about Saudi, and all that they have, and all the minerals, and all the wealth, and all the lands, and all the cars. After he enumerates it all and all, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you 10 times that. What is by Allah is lots. What is in dunya is nothing. Sa'id al-Musayyib, rahimahullah, says, I was one day walking with my father-in-law, Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala an. Now, we all know the name Abu Huraira. And we're walking in the market, and you know, Sahaba Abu Huraira, they're not going to walk in the market. It must have been something serious, some matter that they needed. But he's walking there, and they're walking. And then, Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala an, tells to those around him, he says, may Allah join us in the market of Jannah. Saying, okay, let me put it a different way. May Allah join us in the mall of Jannah. Because mall we know. So the Sa'id Musayyib says, oh Abu Huraira, there's going to be a mall in Jannah. So what are you talking about mall? The mall is going to be the biggest mall you ever seen. You know when you go to some places, say, this is the biggest mall in the country. This is the biggest mall of Africa. We've got 2 shops more than that other mall, so it became even bigger. Yeah, you come pavilion, it's smaller than that place. Subhanallah. And then one thinks about it. Men have become like women today, but unfortunately, and that's really unfortunate in terms of the loving of malls. But if you go home and tell your wife, somebody came to me the other day, Mawlana, I want to get married, I'm from the certain town, small town. Every time I go for a girl, and the girl says, where are you from? I say, I'm from that place. They say, you got malls there. You got this there. And you know, good boys. Father likes, mother likes, everybody likes. Even the girl likes. But she says, no, I can't go live there. You want to come to Durban? Or you want to come to Joburg? No, I got my work there, my father there, mother there. Just because of the mall, the whole nikah won't take place. So you go home and tell your wife there's no malls in Jannah. They'll think about whether we want to go there. So in Jannah there's malls. There's big, super big, ultra big, Africa big, America big malls. So Abu Huraira says, make dua, we meet in the malls of Makkah. And what kind? So he's talking about the malls. The most beautiful. Can you imagine what kind of malls will be in Jannah? You walk in, you go in, people will serve you. People serve us in dunya. Why they're not going to serve us in akhirah? They'll serve you, they'll see your sizes, they'll give you your size, give you what you want, and then at the end of it, take for free. Don't pay. In Jannah. Take it and go. That's Jannah, my brothers. And after we do this, and the riwayah say that there'll be this beautiful breeze, but that'll come to later. Allah Ta'ala calls out and has a meeting. This is on a Jummah. After Jummah namaz now, Allah allows us to go and do business. You came home to have your dal and rice. In Jannah, we're going to a market and we're meeting. Inshallah, Allah make us all meet in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala calls out and tells them, come sit. And everybody's been given a chair. Because now when you're sitting in Jannah, you've been called by the Creator. You've been called by the Creator of Jannah. Imagine you invited by the richest of rich. You've been invited by Allah. And Allah is calling us all. And then the malaika and the workers and those who are there, the khadims, they are putting our chairs in place. And the chairs are according to your amal of dunya. Imam Sahib, there you're going to have one big set of a chair, Sheikh. Diamonds on one side, emeralds on one side. The man next to him there is going to be having one, maybe he got some camphor there, some attar there, but it's all adorned. One has got a Toyota chair, one has got a Porsche chair. One got one BMW X5 chair, and one got one sports chair. And one got one stool. But Allah shukr, in Jannah we don't have jealousy for one another. So, I'm happy with my stool. Allah Ta'ala give me a big seat. But the man that has got the stool is going to be happy with his stool, he's happy. And the man that got his bigger chair is going to be happy. But brothers, there's two parts to it. One is, the man who got his stool is going to be very happy he got his stool. At least he's there. And he's not going to be jealous. But the man that got his Porsche chair is looking and he's saying, hey, me, I got my Porsche chair. You go outside, you see the Porsche, you like it, and you go past your Toyota. But you like the Porsche. So we want the Porsche. To do the, get the Porsche chair, you got to do the Amal. This Jannah is there to give, Allah Ta'ala is giving it to us, wallahi, because of Amal that Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to do. Allah is giving us tawfiq to do. We can't leave it. We want the biggest chair, we want to be sitting there, and we want to be sitting in that exclusive, what you call it when you go to the grounds, when you get that, the box. You want to be sitting in the aircon box, you don't want to be sitting out on the grass. We want these things. Allah Ta'ala says, there's payment. You want it in dunya, you got to pay the higher price. Allah Ta'ala is saying, everyone has got equal opportunity to get it. You don't have to be from a rich family, you don't have to be from which country, after which lineage, what color, it don't make a difference. You have got the opportunity, you have got the, I have got the opportunity. So if we lose the opportunity, Allah Ta'ala save us all from being regretful tomorrow. So we will sit, and then Allah Ta'ala will speak out. And Allah, subhanallah, say, هَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَكُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ. Do you find that what Allah Ta'ala promised you to be true? See Allah, everything we got. Do you all want anything? Say, we don't want nothing, we've got everything. Ya Allah, what you didn't give us. What a garden I got, what a waterfall I got, what aunties and hurul in there. I can't even think. I've got everything, Ya Allah. And then Allah allows them to think, Allah allows us to think. And Allah allows the ulama to guide us even in Jannah. Ask Allah. Let us see Allah. Allahu Akbar. And then we ask Allah, Allah, we want to see you. We are here, we've got everything, but we haven't seen you. And Allah Ta'ala said before, whatever you want, I'm going to give you. And Allah never goes against His word. And Allah, at this point, allows us to see Him. And by Allah, every one of us will look. And look so much that we don't look at nothing else and forget every other pleasure that we've had. It becomes downsized, and as you say, it becomes watered down to such an extent we don't even care about it when we are sitting here with Allah. And Allah Ta'ala allows us this as long as Allah wills it. And Allah knows that if He doesn't remove His Jalal from our eyes, then we will not be able to do anything in Jannah besides sitting there and being and looking at Allah. And then Allah allows us and says, look, go back home now. You've got houses there, you've got wives there, you've got huris, and enjoy Jannah. We'll meet again next week Friday. So Jummah is our Jummah in Jannah as well. Come back and get your seats. My brothers, all of this is there with Amal. Opportunity is now in dunya. It's not in Akhirah. Opportunity is now. We were in Hajj. What was that? That brother, 27-year-old from Durban. He passes away and he's healthy. He's stronger than me. He's healthy as a bull. His time was up. He just fell down. How lucky he was. He was in Jannah making ikram of his mother. How many other people died? We're walking in Mina, you see people sick, falling down. Not everybody. It's
one.
Very, very few. It's not so bad like I said it. You know, it sounds like everybody's falling down. No, very, very few. But I went because something went through my leg, so I had to go to the doctor there. And they took that thing out. But there was, of everybody, one. So there were a few people. Maybe 100 people died. 155 million people. I don't know how many million people were there for Hajj. Numbers are different. Inside Saudi, they tell you one thing. Outside Saudi, they tell you something else. But opportunity, we don't lose out on. We make a fikr that we have opportunity. And ultimately, we are here. I've come from Newcastle, together with 50 Darulum students, the Iftar boys and the final year classes. They've gone in the whole of Phoenix and Chatsworth, in different masajid, to give this one message. That, I must add this, never mind you all didn't get the Durban, the istima in Durban, don't feel bad about it. Allah gave it to us in Newcastle to make your ikram, it's our opportunity. But you can still be there helping us, and making sure the da'wat is being given right, and that everybody knows about it, and everybody comes for the istima, and we are there waiting for you. Allah give us all tawfiq. And to add on to this, mashallah, amongst our students in Darul Uloom, we have some Palestinians. So he's come from Palestine far to give you the da'wah in Arabic. Because his Arabic is lugha of Quran. Faddal Sheikh, daqiqataini, ad-da'wah, faddal Sheikh, surah. Surah Sheikh. Fi lugha Arabiya. Hatta ana law tarjim lahum liannum yafhamun lugha Arabiya. A'tima ad-da'wah ila al-istima' Sheikh. Al-an Sheikh, awwala Sheikh. Jazakallah khair. قل لهم أنت في نيوكاسل وأنت تريد أن تدعوهم وأنا أنت تريدهم أن يأتوا كلهم في أهلهم وكل وأنا وترجمك بعد وأنك جئت من بعيد وهم من قريب.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى أن أتى بنا من بلاد بعيدة من فلسطين حتى ندرس عندكم فأنتم أساتذتنا.
He's saying that we have come from far and we have come to study from far. He's in final year. And he says, because of that, you South Africans are all our teachers.
فندعوكم لحضور الاجتماع في نيوكاسل وفنرحب بكم.
We invite you to the istima in Newcastle and we invite you with our full hearts.
في التاسع والعاشر والحادي عشر من الشهر القادم.
9, 10, 11 of